A24, lots of people trying their very best, Rachel, not to be miserable.
Oh, yes. And there is one family who are single-handedly lifting the mood of the nation this morning, and they are the Marsh family from Faversham in Kent. We'll find out why in just a moment. I'll play you a bit of what they've been up to, but I want to say hello to all of them first. Hello, have we got Ben?
Yes, good morning.
Excellent. Is Danielle there?
Yes, good morning.
Hello, Danielle. Mum and Dad there. And then we've got Alfie, Thomas, Ella and Tez. Is that right? Morning, all of you.
Good morning.
Do you know what? I feel privileged and honoured to speak to you this morning because hands down, you have won lockdown. There is no doubt about it. So just to explain for our audience, if you haven't seen this yet on Facebook or on any other social media platform, this is the Marsh's version of Les Mis, One More Day from Les Mis, that they have rewritten in a way that's appropriate for our time. So let's just have a listen to a little bit of it. So just to explain, this is the family having a bit of an argument beforehand, which is why it's kind of reassuringly normal before they sort themselves out. And they're all in their living room. They're all standing up, facing a couple of microphones, getting ready for their performance. And the words come up as you watch it as well. So that's why it's worth having a look at this if you haven't seen it yet. Here it is. So it goes on, and I feel it's a travesty even to interrupt it because it's so good, but you have to give it all 4 minutes. If you have a moment to do that today, please do. Right, who takes credit for this? Who wants to put their hand up? Because the words are just fantastic.
It's a joint effort, really, because it all came from everyone's different experiences. I did sit in front of a Word file, pretending to work in one of those moments that we're all getting at the minute to kind of escape from the children. But I haven't been able to work anyway, so I thought, well, I'll stick some of the words and experiences down. And then they all changed them as they were singing them anyway. So, group effort, I think.
They are.
But mostly Daddy.
Yeah. But mostly Daddy. Okay, he can take credit for the moment. Danielle, when I heard about this, someone said to me, you've got to see this British family singing One Day More from Les Mis. I thought, oh no, it's going to be really cringe, like that American family who did it and they went big on YouTube a few years ago. And then you guys came up and you started fighting and I was like, thank God, this is brilliant. They are normal people.
Yeah, well, we put the video camera on the bookshelf because we weren't being particularly sophisticated, and we got two takes out of them, and that was the argument that happened in between the two takes. So when Ben was suggesting we put it up for our family whose birthdays we've missed, he said, should I leave this bit on? And I said, well, they'll laugh at it. Yeah, leave it in. So, yeah.
I think it's got more love, that argument, than the rest of it, but we keep saying to the... We've already had lines saying to the kids, just because 2.9 million people like you arguing doesn't mean we like you arguing for the rest of the week. Yeah.
So who's the musician in the family? Because your kids, the voices are all absolutely brilliant.
We all play instruments.
I guess.
I think I play clarinet, Alfie plays violin and piano, Ella does cornet and Tess is violin.
So you're all pretty musical by the sounds of it.
Grandma is a music teacher and granddad as well. So there's some music in the family, and my brother and sister and so on. But we've always just loved playing it at home, really, and kind of getting together. And this lockdown situation has been a chance for us all to spend a bit more time than we have done in the past. We've always done little videos for family and covers and songs that we like, usually quite painful ones, mostly for, you know, friends on Facebook. And then for some reason, this one just caught a mood and just has gone all over the place. And it's been incredible. We tried to respond to all the comments to begin with and thank people for what they were saying. And we got to about 1,000 and the computer was crashing and the kids were trying to do it in different rooms on devices. So we just wanted to say thank you to everyone that's loved it, because it's been absolutely amazing for us to see so much positivity around. It's been relentless at the minute for everybody. There's so many people in really difficult situations, and the fact that just something small and fun like this, as we're all trying to entertain kids at home, has touched people. You know, it's made a huge difference to us.
You have genuinely brought joy, and it sent tingles as well. So it wasn't just funny; it was proper tingle time as well. So, kids, let me ask you: what is it like then being a viral sensation? Ella, why don't you answer that?
Well, it's hard to describe, really, because this time yesterday we were thinking, "Oh my God, so many people have liked the video," and here we are talking on the radio. So.
It's also strange as well because this is a weird time. We're not out and about. We're not going to school. So unless we're actually looking at phones or talking on the radio, it's just normal life, but it's not normal life. So it's become a very strange situation in the past 24 hours, isn't it?
Yeah, nothing is normal anymore. Thomas, I'm glad that we got hold of you because I have a feeling that, you know, you'll be in high demand over the next 24, 48 hours.
Well, I didn't know that Watford top was going to make me so popular.
Not with Liverpool fans.
No. That probably lost us quite a few views, actually.
Yeah.
And how are you managing then in general, apart from the musical interludes, with the whole being at home together and homeschooling thing? Because you're a history lecturer, Ben, so that gives you an advantage already.
Yeah, that's right. And Lils was a teacher too, so I suppose we've got a bit of an advantage, but we're just scrabbling like everyone else. We've been putting up in the kitchen a calendar each day, and the kids come down and sort of see what's on. Mm-hmm. Tess was a bit grumpy this morning because we're missing Joe Wicks, which you've been doing every day, haven't you? Kind of trying to keep them moving. But you know, it's really tough. They all play sports, and to be able to look outside and not really be able to kick a football around and things like that. So we've just kind of tried to go for it in the mornings, and then in the afternoons we've had lots of family time. But you know, we decided last week not to feel guilty about that and to kind of make sure we do get together and have laughs and sing and draw and all that kind of stuff, because we can't, you know, we're not frontline NHS staff, but the fact that this has made a difference to people is just lovely.
Yeah, and I also just feel that the UK has won now that you've put this out there. So in my kind of weird competitive view of the world, I sort of feel, never mind, we don't have the Eurovision Song Contest. The best bit of social media content has come from Faversham in Kent. And you should feel rightly proud. Thank you so much for talking to us. And enjoy it. Enjoy your moments. Will there be more to come?
Well, we said there wouldn't be at the start of that post, but I think the messages that we've had from people, we might have to do one or two more, but we'll decide whether it's just for friends and family or we'll share more widely a bit further down the line, I think.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. Well, you have brought joy to the nation. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us this morning.
Cheers. Thank you.
Bye to all the Marshes, Mama and Dada Marsh and all the mini Marshes, Alfie and Thomas and Ella and Tez there joining us from their homes.
Les Marshes. Brilliant.